Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Neutralized 13 in the last 14 shorthanded situations against them. Strome crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. The chasing days are done. Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
John Beninati on the call there. I was so happy I watched this live.
I'm so serious.
I'm happy that Josh picked that call.
Yes.
Beninati, a voice you would hear on Versus.
Oh, Versus.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. You know Versus Hockey. And formerly on the Outdoor Living Network. As Josh is now just giggling over there.
The memories are flooding through him.
Yes. Because I remember the Brian Campbell hit.
Yep.
And that man made that call.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers looking to respond.
It's just
words before disaster.
But that moment was so perfect, wasn't it?
Yes.
It really was. To get to 8.95, it's on the power play. It's a quote-unquote important goal because they're down 2-0. And he just comes flying in pretty much in his office. And it's an old-school wrist shot in. And then he does like the belly flop.
It was a perfect saucer pass, too, by Tom Wilson. It was just like everything perfect about it. He gets to catch it, lean into it, really flex the stick, and let it rip. It was perfect. I do think that how it all worked out was poetic. I said it on Saturday mm-hmm. of I'm glad that at least one of the two moments happened in front of Washington Capitals fans.
Agreed.
At home, which was tying it. That one was also not the cleanest entry. Mangiapane has to kick it to his stick, shovel it over to Carlson, who no-looks it over to Ovechkin, and it's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Knight knows it's coming, can't stop it anyway. And that was awesome that it happened in front of the fans. Thank you. Good. Now go get the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't care where, go get it. There was an opportunity to still do it again at home, but I will say the big thing there was Ovechkin telling his coach, no, I don't want it to be an empty net goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more of maybe he knows how it would look in the history books. Maybe he knows that the context wouldn't be added. Because Ryan Leonard scores an empty net goal to make it 5-3 against Chicago back on Friday night. And I'm watching with a couple people, and they're just like, oh, come on, why are we not giving Ovi a chance mm-hmm. there? First of all, Ovechkin then followed up the second empty net goal with two quality chances from the slot, so that didn't stop him.
Right.
But, yeah, he played like the last minute 39 of that game after that empty net goal happened. So, as a matter of fact, I think Ryan Leonard did them a favor.
Yeah.
Because now Ovechkin, you get to sit out there for a minute 30. Have fun. Go nuts. Puts on two quality shots there. And then Spencer Carberry tells reporters, yeah, no, Ovi doesn't want to be on for an empty net goal. And context is always important to me. Like, Ryan Leonard, the way he scores that empty net goal, is it, like, that's a really good play. It's a hardworking play. And if that video was attached to every statistical thing, if Ovechkin scored it that way, of like he has to fight two players off, or like it's like how Alex Tuch scored an empty net goal against Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There's context there. It's a hardworking, very well earned empty net goal. They're not all the same. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at it like that. And Ovechkin's not looking at it like that. Because people will not look at the context. Now, however, they see PPG next to the record breaker and go, oh, I know what happened here. And it wasn't exactly how his typical power play goals happen. Usually that's the slap shot from the spot.
Right.
Nope, it was a powerful, powerful snapper from the spot. Slightly north of the spot. Like, he didn't quite make it to the circle, but that's how much power he put into that flex.
What's the thing? That's why it's like he's kind of coming into his office because he's flying in.
But again, you see him really flexing on that thing. Like, all right, this thing's going somewhere. I don't know where, but it's going there. And it went in the net.
Man, just I liked even, too, that it was like an early Sunday morning. Like, it was.
Yeah, it was a Sunday afternoon against the New York Islanders, which is Ovechkin's greatest accomplishment in all of hockey, is making everyone tune in to a New York Islanders hockey game in the regular season.
It's just, you know.
Good for him.
Funny enough,
You made people watch the Islanders.
Yeah. But funny enough, a lot of, like, our generation, Ovechkin has sort of been some of the more heartwarming moments in the NHL. Like, Crosby won a cup relatively early.
Yes.
Gretzky wins a cup relatively early. It was Ovi's chase for a long time that got people engaged into the Capitals. Their constant playoff debacles and, you know, Pittsburgh getting the better of them, what have you. Ovechkin was always playing second fiddle. And then, of course, he gets his cup, and it's this great moment. And we all remember the summer of celebration, and we all laugh about it. We all enjoy it. And even this record, too, for a long time was perceived as untouchable. Ovechkin is considered the greatest modern goal scorer of all time, but he will not have the actual record. And then he kept scoring. And for me, too, it's even that point as well. This wasn't a season where he's 40 years old, 39 years old, and he put up 15 goals. And you're like, oh, we got there. He's at 42 now.
I'll put you one further. It literally wasn't even last year where he only puts up 31.
Yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting that I have to say that in a sentence. He only put up 31 goals last year in a full year. 31 in 79 games. That is production that, like, you very rarely see from Ovechkin is less than a goal every other game.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last season on age 38 that we had seen heading into the year. So we're like, everyone here is thinking, okay, it's probably going to take two seasons. Because, like, he's obviously slowing down now.
Yeah, well, that was the perception, is like, we are going to get to, oh, does he have, like, maybe a 25-goal season?
And then he breaks his leg. And now we're like, okay, now it's definitely, like, he was on fire to start the year. Now it's definitely going to have to wait until next year. Nope, he comes back earlier than the timeline is predicting, and he still rifles off to 42 goals in 61 games.
Gets right back to work.
That is production that you've seen from him in his peak.
Just so much fun. It's so much fun to watch him play, the emotion he has, and I did find myself getting a little emotional. And it's weird. I'm not, like, this diehard Alexander Ovechkin fan. I'm not a closeted, like, Capitals fan or anything.
Right.
It's just that is something I maybe love in sports more than anything else. The long chase. You know, constantly being the Wile E. Coyote and never the road. I love that stuff. When it finally comes due. When you finally have your moment. Like, if we're looking at football, I'll never have that with Patrick Mahomes. I will never sit here in 10 years going, oh, man, he finally got one. He got one early. I already know for a fact I will probably tear up when the Bills make the Super Bowl. If they win it, I'm balling. I know who I am as a person. I'll probably get emotional if Lamar Jackson wins a Super Bowl in 10 years.
Yeah.
If he has not won one up to this point, because I love, love, love those chases.
You're a Drew Brees kind of guy.
Drew Brees. Yeah, like those moments in 09 of like the Saints finally doing something, him having that moment after Hurricane Katrina. For me, though, it's more, I wish I was older when Manning won his first Super Bowl. When Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl. I wish I was a little older. I was like 8 when that happened. I have no recollection really of that Super Bowl. I wish though I was like 15, 16, because that would be something that I would fall in love with.
Right.
Like now it was the Eagles winning after years of being bad and having moments and not getting there. And now it really will be Buffalo winning a Super Bowl with Josh Allen specifically. Baltimore, not so much. Lamar, though, yes.
Yes.
It's these guys now going on these treks to get it done, to finally silence the critics. One personally for me as well that's there is Mike Trout.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, baseball, we've got Guerrero. He's now the third highest, you know, total value contract in MLB. He's moved Trout down to 4, which is fine. But the Angels are having a pretty darn solid start to the year. They've won 3 straight series. They're 6-3. Trout has homered or did homer in 3 straight games. He seems to be healthy.
Zach.
No, but
it's a trap.
But I'm more saying in the sense too of like if they really went on a run, if all of a sudden they were good this year,
it would probably make you emotional just to see Mike Trout make the playoffs for the first time.
100%. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And it's stuff like this with Ovechkin where Washington kept making the playoffs. They were winning President's Trophies. They were not a bad team. He didn't go through like 10 years of crap. They've been good forever.
The thing was they had some down years.
Yeah, they did have some down years.
They've had years where they've missed the playoffs.
But I will tell you, I'm sitting here now, and even like ESPN showing this too, in they did it in the same amount of games, Ovechkin and Gretzky. The same amount of games.
Yeah, it was the same amount of games, and Ovechkin just has one more goal.
One more goal. I mean, that is perfection. I will tell you now, though, I want to see the Capitals win a cup. I want to see it this year.
If we thought the summer of Ovi was crazy, this would be even crazier.
I know the analytics don't totally love the Capitals. They seem to be kind of a paper tiger. I don't care. I would love to see one more for him to kind of have the storybook ending
I've got
2 cups. I've got this goal record. And 10 years ago, not even, 5, 6 years ago, it was tough to think how his career would end outside of just, well, he's got a lot of goals.
It would be too storybook, I think.
Yeah, probably
Disney
right.
would look at that and go, that's too scripted.
But what are we, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? No one thought he'd get this record.
Yeah.
Now the way he's going, too, let's get to 900.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Let's get to 1,000.
Slow your roll. I don't think Ovechkin has enough willingness to stay in the NHL to do that. He's at.
If the Capitals are competitive, though.
Ready? If he doesn't win a cup, all bets are on the table. But if he wins a cup.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's going
Dunions.
Back to Russia. He's going back to the KHL.
Super Dunions.
Yeah.
And ready? I still think he might.
Yeah, you're still there on that.
I'm still thinking that he might. Like, he did it. This is it. And now this cup run is, this is it. Go get it for him.
Yeah, and that was the thing, too, is and why we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago when it was maybe up in the air if he would get it by the end of the regular season. You know, my mention, too, is I think they're going to force it because how much – and they kind of did, but also Ovi was just on fire. I mean, he was scoring on a pop that was absurd. I think it also got to a point, too, of we're so comfortable in the playoff race – that would be such a downer if he didn't get it. I actively think it would have hurt their season. Where now, I agree with you, where now it is this feeling of, he's got it, let's go win this thing.
Let's go win this thing because he's done.
He's done, he's got it, we're cooking, let's go.
Now, ready? It's funny how you say the forcing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin only has 225 shots this year. Only. Yes, he missed time with a broken leg. This is the thing that makes the record-breaking season so much more interesting to me. Ovechkin's shooting at a career high 18.7%.
Mm.
He is a career 13% shooter, which is typically where you want your league average hanging around.
Yeah.
18.7. So he's been most efficient at age 39.
Just unreal.
Numbers are fun.
Just unreal.
That was the thing to me that I was looking at it on Saturday of like, oh my God, it's not even close. It is his best shooting percentage as a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better than like anything except for like age 14, where he's just cooking kids his age. We won't have those statistics, but I still digress. Mm-hmm. It is the fact that he's hitting a career best in shot percentage to get to 42 at age 39. So it's not even like they're forcing it and like he's taking and he's leading the league in shots again like he typically does. Ovechkin hasn't led the league in shots since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting more efficient in his later years, and that is something stupendous.
I do want to bring this up, and I saw it yesterday on Twitter, and I think it's spot on. And we talk about it a little bit here and there. How much we build up records and performances in sports like baseball, the NHL, the NFL. We had a record similar to goals get broken in a different sport this year. Points.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James became the NBA's all-time leading point scorer. Where was any of this fanfare for a guy who's a similar age and also performing surprisingly at a similar pop? I think when we talk about issues the NBA has, I think it's got to start right there. Enough with the over-criticizing of your current players. Ovechkin is 39. He's scored now, what, 42 goals this year?
Yes.
And all the NHL can do is praise that. I think correctly. MLB. All the MLB can do is tell you how cool Shohei Ohtani is.
Yes.
How amazing he is.
How awesome it is to watch Aaron Judge rake.
Yep. We are going to actively ruin college football games to get you to an Aaron Judge at bat because he's record chasing. And I say that
yeah.
Pejoratively and somewhat jokingly, but I mean that. And I think ESPN was doing that for basketball. But man, did it ever feel like anyone not only cared, did it feel like anyone like wanted it to happen?
I think it felt
like the entire sports world wanted Ovi to pass Gretzky.
And I think it has to do with two things. The personalities of the players.
Sure, right.
And I think that, so LeBron James got his record through three different franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So the paths they take does matter here a little bit. There are two fan bases effectively scorned by him, including his hometown. Ovechkin.
Yeah, they got a championship, they're fine.
Yes, but like Alex Ovechkin, though, dogmatically.
Yeah.
Almost to a point. Said, I'm doing it with this team and this team only. The team that drafted me, I don't care through thick and thin.
I will be here.
I will be here. Because you've been here for me. And so I think that plays something into it. And the other portion is their hype coming into the National Hockey League. Alex Ovechkin, when the lockout ended, Alex Ovechkin was not the most hyped player coming into his sport.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Ovechkin could have been, if not for that lockout. But his rookie season
gets delayed by
an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James was seen as, this is going to be an ultimate culmination of his career. He is that good. He is the next MJ.
Mm-hmm.
At a different position, but he's still going to do it.
Yeah, in terms of all-time greats.
Everyone knew it the minute he stepped on the court. So it almost seemed like it was an eventuality and a culmination. Whereas with Ovechkin, he scores 52 in his first season and he's on fire. But eventually it fades. There are three seasons in a row where he only gets to the 30-goal threshold and falls short of 40.
I love the only.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm emphasizing this just so that we can point out how unreal it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And that's where it fizzles a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, we're still not even talking about it because Gretzky's records are on such another parallel that we don't even know what to do with them. Even these last 2 years where we're thinking he's got to play until he's like 40, 41 to get there. And it's, again, because he only scores 31 last year. Only. It's disgusting how I have to say it like this and frame it like this. But he's probably, like, we know he could do it. It's just going to be, how long does he want to stick around in the NHL? Does he want to go home?
Mm-hmm.
I think he, and everyone's like, he's going to stick it out if it's within reach. Like, next year, he would have been here if he didn't have it. Now, he's got it. And did it in a pace where it was so frantic. And the last thing is this. Hype. What was one of the things that we talked about earlier on in the year here with the Extra Point Show? Four Nations Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey is more popular right now than on a national scope.
Yeah, they're hitting on
than
all
it
cylinders.
Has been in a long time. And the NBA at that same point in time struggled with the NBA All-Star Game because of someone like this, like LeBron, who does not like to participate within it.
I was going to say, you even see the All-Star Game. Number one, he's killed the dunk contest because he never wanted to participate in it ever in his career.
He never takes part in it.
And then this year, kind of infamously now, takes up a spot on the All-Star team and then doesn't play.
Yeah. So, there is something to that. Like, star players missing All-Star games, we've seen that all throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And Ovechkin's not even a part of the Four Nations tournament.
No.
And we all think to ourselves, well, yeah, what if Russia wasn't being jerks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we get to see Ovechkin out there in this tournament.
Playing at the level he's playing right now.
Playing at the level he's playing at right now. And everyone, like, could you imagine he's on this record chase and you're like, oh my God, please don't let him get hurt here.
We were feeling that way about the Canadian and U.S. players.
So ready?
Just random teams, yeah.
Now Ovechkin gets to go to the Olympics. I don't know if Russia will be able to participate as a country itself, but we've had the athletes of Russia. So now
it's just
if he wants to be in part of Olympic play through one way or another, if Russia is able to do so, he can just do it without any remorse.
I find it so curious how radically different. I think three of the four sports talk about themselves. Because even it's not just LeBron, Nikola Jokic, and his personality sometimes rubs me the wrong way. I think I wish he showed more passion, but that's neither here nor there. He is one of the greatest players ever.
I feel like
it
is his personality to be like, yeah, no, this is just a game.
It should, but I think it was like Marcus Morris or somebody like that was like, he's not a top 15 player of all time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes, he is. What is this fascination with this sport of bringing everyone down? Only building up a certain era. Everyone else is garbage.
I think it is an ego thing at that point.
Like having to hear that Steph Curry would have just gotten beaten to hell. When I'm like, okay, were the Detroit Pistons dirty or not? Because the way half of you talk about this sport, it was actually how everyone should have been playing. And we're only upset because our teams didn't do it.
Yes.
And that's my thing is I appreciate how the NFL, MLB, and the NHL want to build up their current stars. They want to do the torch passing aspect of the sport, where the NBA seems unwilling at all to do it. And I think it's hurt the game overall to the point now where we have one legitimate NBA superstar that's American-born. And I'm saying that mainly based off a playoff run last year. I can't say that Anthony Edwards is still a superstar.
Yep.
Not when I've got guys like, you know, Giannis, Nikola Jokic still being amazing, Luka Doncic, that trade being the trade that kind of flipped the script for the NBA season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I believe, is also American, so he could enter that with Oklahoma City. But even then, the sport refuses to talk about the Oklahoma City, who are on a historic pace win-wise, until about 15 minutes ago, because they're not Boston and they're not the Lakers.
And Charles Barkley infamously called that out a little
yes.
bit ago.
Yes, he did.
And I did love when I heard that because Charles Barkley saying, why don't we talk about – and he says it without saying ESPN, which is the funniest part about it. He goes, we're going to be working with those yeah, guys yeah. soon enough in a very sarcastic manner. But Barkley effectively calls out Kendrick Perkins in particular and says, why are we not talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder? Why are we not talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers?
The two teams who have been number one in their respective conferences basically from the word go,
yes.
by the way.
And that is, I don't know what, NBA coverage has become this point of, if you're not the Lakers or Boston, you're dead to me. I remember how much it was like, how disappointing it was that we had the matchup. It was, who was it, Milwaukee and Phoenix?
From a few years ago, yes.
From a few years ago.
When Giannis got his
title.
Oh,
my God, ESPN was so pissed.
Which, yeah, and that's maybe, again, I the older I get, the more I realize I'm a different kind of fan. That was from a few years ago, the Final Four in college basketball, when it was San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, Miami, and UConn. I was pumped.
Yes.
And the ratings sucked. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure the ratings for Phoenix-Milwaukee
were
kind of the same thing where they weren't that good.
But the thing was, there was major talking heads saying, I'm upset that LA is not in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset that it's not Boston and LA. And it's like, can we stop? I don't see anyone complaining that the Montreal Canadiens aren't a favorite to make the freaking Stanley Cup.
And I think that's a big part of it. The other sports are not completely clear, but baseball, I think, does have a love affair with the Yankees and Dodgers. And rightfully so. They are the best teams
Baseball. Salary cap yeah. also has a love affair with the Yankees yes. and Dodgers.
They're two of the best teams year in and year out. Don't get me wrong. But it does seem like basketball, more than any other sport in America,
wants it to be those teams.
Those two teams. Maybe the Knicks.
Yes.
Golden State earned their way in.
Yep.
And then whoever LeBron's playing for.
And that's
kind of about it.
And that's where we come back to the main crux of the whole thing. How loud was the celebration for LeBron James
mm-hmm.
nationally? It was, okay, he did it.
Moving on.
Whereas even this, with Ovechkin, it is, oh my God, one of Gretzky's records actually falls. The other two? Nah, those are
not
safe.
A shot.
Those are safe. You're not hitting his assists, therefore you are not hitting his points. You're just not doing
mm-hmm.
it. Not with how goalies were flopping around all the time in the ice back in the day. No way.
Love it. Miss those
There
days.
Was no technique. They were doing what I would do. Scramble.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be able to relate to a pro player. But then again, I get it. If I saw Wayne Gretzky coming down the wing with one of his more talented wingers, and I'm just like,
I'm leaving the crease. I'm charging.
Not even leaving the crease. I'm just floundering, and we're going to see what happens. And that's what it was back in the early 80s.
I love those highlights so much.
Oh, my God. It's so great to see them just, diving along the ice. And I'm like, that's me.
They're just trying their best, man.
I guess.
It's the ultimate just trying their best.
It's an effort thing. And you know what? All credit to those goalies out there. And I think here's the other part with Ovechkin. There's more aspects that he gets to walk away with all time. Power play goals, he's the king.
Yep.
And I don't think anyone's ever going to say it otherwise. Like, oh, it's the Ovechkin spot. Tage's power play goals. Oh, it's the Ovechkin spot.
Yep.
Game-winning goals. Well, you score the most goals, there's a good chance that some of them are going to have meaning.
Not all of them are going to be eh.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He does have that. It's 136. And the record tire was a game winner against
mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That put them up 4-3. And, of course, shots on goal because nobody took more shots than Alex Ovechkin in their first 6 years.
Love it.
That man just peppered it.
803-0550, the number to call. Busy sports weekend, and we've got a Masters this week, the draft coming up in just over 2 weeks. Also, do want to mention some stuff with baseball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. does get his long-term extension with the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll talk about that here after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.